Current State on 90.5 WKAR. The MSU College of Music presents its third annual Latin is America series through May 2nd at various campus venues. Artistic director and associate professor of music Ricardo Lorenz oversees the festival. WKAR's Peter Wharf met with Lorenz in his studio a few days ago to talk about MSU's musical celebration, which coincides with recent political and cultural changes.
Very, very timely, because you know what's going on out there now with Cuba. And
you and MSU and the College of Music have been involved with Cuban music, Cuban culture for some time, but how has that door opening more affected what is coming up in your mind?
Well, that's to be seen. But I tell you, we have been ahead of the curve.
Right.
I have to say,
exactly. That's right.
Not be modest. We have been when people were still sort of wondering and fearing Cuba. So we just foresee this getting much tighter, our bridge between Cuba and Michigan State University. And but we don't know. I was just there two weeks ago, also involved in a concert, in this case a pianist from New York City, but it was also part of the exchange we do. And it's getting very exciting as well, the whole music scene in Cuba, because they're looking forward to now having a two-way stream path between the Cuba and the States to be able to exchange music much more freely.
There are a couple of events associated with Ricardo Zon Muldoon, a lecture and participating in the ongoing series Musique 21. Can you give us a little more detail about him?
Yes. So this year we decided to make a big splash with somebody who's very well known in the art music world.
Right.
And that's what's happening on April the 27th with the Musique 21 concert. Ricardo Zon Muldoon is a Mexican-American composer. Mm-hmm. He, again, he's, you know, he represents what this festival is about. He's Mexican. He studied his... He did his early schooling in Mexico, but then he went to the University of Pennsylvania to study with the famous George Crumb.
Right.
And he got a degree, and then he stayed in the U.S., even though he goes back and forth and has also a very active career in Mexico. But he has built his career out of the U.S., even though he's Mexican. And now he teaches in one of the top music schools in the country, in Eastman School of Music, where he was actually a chair of the composition area for several years.
This is Peter Wharf for Current State. I'm speaking with Associate Professor and Area Chair of Composition, Ricardo Lorenz of the MSU College of Music. We're talking about the Latin is America Festival here at Michigan State University. On Saturday the 25th, I was excited to see that folk harpist Edmar Castaneda was going to be performing. Tell me what he'll be doing.
Well, first of all, you know, I didn't know who this guy was
yeah.
until Gwen Dees, who's our percussion faculty, told me about them. We were actually supposed to bring a group from Colombia, that works in Colombia. Castañeda is Colombian, but he works and lives in the U.S. So when this group from Colombia stalled because of whatever reason, I asked Gwen, we need to bring a group, and she mentioned this group by Edmar Castañeda and sent me a link, and I was just blown away when I saw what he does with the harp. So Edmar Castañeda plays folk Colombian harp. I'm not Colombian, I'm Venezuelan, but I'm very familiar with that performance practice, because Venezuela has a very similar performance practice. So I'm very familiar with that type of harp playing, but I've never seen it in that context. It's kind of a fusion jazz context. And that that's what blew me away when I first heard it, because I think they come together beautifully well. Trombone and full harp and drum. So you almost think, wait a second, there's you know, it's jazz, it's fusion, you need a bass part. Well, the bass part is done in the harp.
Oh man, awesome!
He's also a composer. I mean, he's not doing covers. He's actually performing his own tunes.
Oh, okay.
One of the highlights, centerpieces of Latin is America, comes up at the end on Saturday, May 2nd, with something like 200 voices. I think I saw between the choral union, the chorale, and the state singers, including the earliest one of the earliest works published in Latin America.
That's right. That's a work that is famous in Latin America, but it's not done a lot here. That's, see if I can say this right. It's a title is in Quechua, which is native Inca language. And the title is something like Hanakpakchak Kuisikunin. Probably I'm saying that really badly.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, but that's Quechua. It's a work from 1631. Yeah. A cappella. Now, in the same program, and as part of this bridge with Cuba, we are performing, and I shouldn't say we, but the Choral Union, directed by my colleague David Rail, are performing also a very unique work. This work is by Cayetano Pagueras, who was a Spanish composer who made his living in Cuba. In Havana, and disappeared mysteriously in Cuba. And the only reason we can perform this for the first time in the U.S. is because our connection with one of these scholars we're bringing from Cuba. Her name is Miriam Escudero. And she is responsible for taking that piece by Pagueras out of oblivion. She discovered this in some cathedral somewhere in Santiago, which was completely forgotten. And she put together a CD with several of his masses. So we're in the concert of the 2nd of May, one of those masses is being performed. But again, it's the first time that it's going to be heard in the U.S. live.
Yeah. A few of the exciting highlights from this year's Latin is America Festival at Michigan State University. I've been speaking with Associate Professor and Area Chair of Composition Ricardo Lorenz at Michigan State University's College of Music. Thanks, Ricardo.
Thank you. It's been great talking with you.
For Current State, this is Peter Whorf.